Welcome to Wild About Utah, a Utah Public Radio production featuring contributors who share a love of nature, preservation, and education.
Darling, I'm having a struggle with the trout. They are too much for me in the swift, rushing river. Went out yesterday and lost two. The June bugs, a red-bodied insect as big as the biggest grasshopper you ever saw, fall from the leaves onto the river, and are such large, juicy mouthfuls that the trout have abundant food and don't care much for a fly. That is an excerpt from a letter from U.S. historian and novice fly angler Frederick Jackson Turner. He was writing to his wife, Caroline May, on June 20, 1924, while visiting Utah Agricultural College in Logan. Turner didn't know it at the time, but the large red-bodied June bugs were actually salmon flies, a prehistoric-looking stonefly from the genus Pteranarcissus. Turner was also unaware that his letter would become the earliest written record showing that salmon flies were once abundant on the Logan River. Salmon flies are a type of large stonefly that live in many western rivers and are often called rock rollers or shredders. They hide under boulders and gorge themselves on leaf litter until early summer, when they crawl out from under the rocks, shed their exoskeleton, and clumsily fly around hoping to bump into a mate. These bugs love cold, clean, oxygenated water, all of which are hallmarks of the Logan River. Existing records show that salmon flies were well established on the Logan River until at least 1951, after which time something wiped them out. The last time anyone saw a Pteranarcissus on the Logan River was September 7, 1966, near Mendon Bridge. In 2001, the disappearance of the salmon flies, as it's now known among bug enthusiasts, sparked the curiosity of Mark Vinson, former director of the Utah State University National Aquatic Monitoring Center, aka the USU Bug Lab. Vinson decided to compare the Logan River to nearby Blacksmith Fork River, which continues to support a healthy population of salmon flies. He studied discharge and water temperature regimes between the two and found they were also similar and had not changed since the 1960s. To test his observations, Vinson decided to try and recolonize the Logan River with salmon flies. Between 2004 and 2007, volunteers relocated thousands of salmon flies in the hope they would once again call the Logan River home. Out of the thousands, Vinson only found two that survived longer than 1 year. The massive relocation effort was a bust, and proved that there was still something about the Logan River that these critters didn't like. Each semester, watershed science students at Utah State University don leaky waders and wander up Logan Canyon to conduct aquatic invertebrate sampling. I was once one of those bright-eyed students standing in the Logan River with a kick net and dreams of finding the long-lost Pteranarcissus. Over the years, researchers have ruled out obvious factors like water quality, stream temperature, or habitat that might limit salmon fly reproduction on the Logan River. Of course, anglers have their own ideas about what's going on. Even today, the plot thickens. Continued aquatic invertebrate sampling by the Bug Lab has shown that salmon flies are also absent from left-hand fork of Blacksmith Fork River, as well as Upper Rock Creek. Incredibly, both of these streams are tributaries to the main stem Blacksmith Fork River, which is full of salmon flies. This anomaly has everyone scratching their heads. All anyone can say for certain is that some variable, biotic or abiotic, or possibly even Sasquatchiotic, is keeping salmon flies from populating these two tributaries. The answer to this question, along with whether Turner ever did land a trout, has yet to be answered. For Wild About Utah, I'm Brad Hansen.
Wild About Utah is brought to you in part by our listeners and the Moab Area Travel Council, who champions Utah's visitation to Grand County through tourism, events, and recreation in a manner that promotes and protects the beauty and scenery of our natural environment. Information available online at discovermoab.com.